Hello, it's the 25th February, and the dog's gone. Well, not exactly. They just took away for about 3 weeks. It was sick this morning, and I'm stressed as it is. And dog's picking up on it, you know, everything at college. But feels like I've lost him, but Debbie says no. Of course not. She says you'll get him back in about 3 weeks. Because it's for the best as well, you know, so I can rest, get some sleep, and because he's getting up every night, and when he comes back, I'm going to make him sleep downstairs, because he gets up every night. And Debbie says it's normal about that time, because they're still, well, puppies, you know, like children and that, and so you're a bit stressed. So, the dog knows that. So, it knows to try and annoy you, you know, because it knows you're a bit stressed and that. But then, other times, it knows when to leave me alone and stuff, like sleep. They just try to get attention and that, Debbie says. That was my trainer, Debbie. And the other one that to work with, David, he's on class at the moment, training other dogs. So I'm a bit sad, but probably for the best. But I will get him back. He's still mine. Debbie says it's like, you know, if somebody gets sick, so they take the dog away and let them rest for a while. So this is something similar, only I'm stressed, you know, so something quite similar though. I didn't think they would do that. No, I didn't. Well, it's better than the ones in Edinburgh. They said they would just take the dog away and you'd never get it back again. I think we'll do some work with Zeb when he comes back. But Debbie says they won't need much. And she says I've got good control of him and that as well. Oh, maybe this is what I need. Maybe it is. Any bears. Because I do want to keep a dog. I couldn't do without a dog. Certainly not. No. But feels like I was going to say lost them, but no, I haven't. I haven't lost them. This must be a new thing, you know, they decided to take the dogs off them for a while, if the owner wasn't well or something like that for, you know, a couple of weeks. I'm just stressed with everything that's going on in the college and say the dog's picking up in it. Dog picked up in it. But I've got my cane, so I can get about. Still get about. But I think there'll be some changes. think there will be, because what's I going to say? Oh yes, Brendan in the taxi. He'll just take me straight up in the taxi instead of going through the park and things. Probably could do it with a train, but I mean, could do it with the cane. That's what I meant. But it'll be a bit harder with a cane. So Brendan will just take me up in the taxi. He will. I know he will. That's the way he is. Just for the next 3 weeks. When I feel ready, I can just give my dog back. Just can't stop crying. That's all. No, it's not a panic attack. Oh, that's time. Just emotional. And yesterday, I didn't get to go swimming as I thought I was. I said, why is everything going wrong? Why? And then David was sick at the pool. One of the other students, I said, oh, why? Everything's wrong. Just everything. Just everything. And we don't want me to get like that, do we? So guy just says, don't dwell on things. No, okay. It's all right saying that, but then things happen to trigger it all, start it all over again. Anyway, I'm going to get my dinner soon. Just some soup. And also, my mum, she's got a sore mouth because she's been at the dentist, needed 4 injections. Oh, God. So, it seems to me everything's wrong just now. Absolutely everything. No, Deb was sick because... yeah, it's harness because it's bored in class, college. That's what it is. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get my dinner soon, as I said. So, talk to you later.
Passbook.
Oh, fuck. My dad.
Audio boom. Double tap to open. Audio boom. Close. Button. Publish. Button. Time remaining. 1 minute and 30. Pause recording. Button.